Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We'll begin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan, Mipnei Shloish Dvarim Nichnasim L'Churba. For three reasons, we don't go into a ruin. Mipnei Chashad, Mipnei Amapolos, Mipnei Amazikin. Because of Chashad, people might suspect him, Chas Shalom, that he was engaging in an aver of snus. Mipnei Amapolos, because it's not safe. It's dangerous, it might collapse. Mnei Amazikin, because of the demons, the Amazikin who frequent Churbas. Frank de Gemara, Mnei Chashav, Tape Kalei Mishum Apoile. So we're given three reasons. So why are we given three reasons? Presumably, that there are situations where one reason is relevant and the others aren't. So what are these scenarios? What are these situations that we would have? One of these reasons would be irrelevant, but not the other ones. So Mimnei HaChashad, because of suspicion, V'tepkele Mishum HaPoilos, why isn't it sufficient to say because it's dangerous, because it might collapse? The more answers, B'chadati. It's talking about a new ruin. A new ruin is still relatively secure, so would not be considered unsafe, and say for that reason not to go in, because it's not likely to collapse. So it's B'chadati. Well, why do I need the reason of chashad, of suspicion? Why isn't the reason of mazikin sufficient? The more answers betray. It's talking where there are two people. The mazikin, generally speaking, the demons don't attack, don't harm people when they're two. When the person's alone, they'll start up. They'll be afraid to start up with two people. So if there's two people and it's a new ruin, none of those reasons apply, but the reason of chashad would apply. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Ibetrei, if they're talking about two people, chashad namileka, there's no suspicion either. We're not suspecting a person if there's two people that they would engage in snus. Moran says, yes, betray or pritzi. Normally we wouldn't, but if there's two people who are treats him promiscuous, then we would be choshed even if there's two pieces. So we have a scenario where chashad would apply and the other two reasons would not apply. The reason of typically mishum chashad mazikin. Why do we need the reason of poilus? Why is it sufficient chashad mazikin? The more answers, betray v'kashri. If it's two people, mazikin don't start out with two people, and if they're kosher, there's no chashad. But if it's a ruin, not a new ruin, but if there's an older ruin, then the reason of Mapoilus, it's not safe, would apply. Why do I need the reason of Mazikin? Why isn't sufficient the reason of Chashad and Mapoilus? More answers. It's a new ruin, so there's no Mapoilus. It's two people who are kosher, so there's no Chashad. Frank the Gemara betray mazikin namileka. If there's two people, there's also no mazikin. Don't start out with two people, so then there's no problem whatsoever in such a case. The Gemara answers b'mekayim and chashin. Generally speaking, it's true. Generally speaking, mazikin do not harm people if they're two or more. But b'mekayim, where this is their place, where their base, then they're stronger there, and they would harm even people, even if there's two people. Maybe I can tell you an alternate answer. It's talking about there's only one person. And it's a new ruin, so there's no mapoilus. And there's loylam chad. There's one person. And it's in the field. So the hasa mishum chashad leka, because if it's in the field, there's no chashad. Da'isha bedavra leshchicha. Because a woman is not commonly found in any open fields over there, so we would not have suspicion. Omisha mazikin ika, but there's only one person, so mazikin ika. Coming back to the discussion we had before, that Rabbi Lezer says Zman Krishma is until the end of the Ashmur Rishayna. Ton Rabbanan, Arba Mishmoras Havalaila Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says there's four segments of the night, four Ashmires. Rabbi Nosson Aymer Sholosh. Rabbi Nosson says there's three. My time in the Rabbi Nosson. What's his source to say that there are three? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayavagidim, Umeya Isha Sherita, Bixaya Machna, Rosh Hashmires, Ati Chayna. So Gidim came with his men, and they came to the edge of the Machna, the camp, at the beginning of the middle Ashmeira. Tana Entichaina El Sheish Lefanel Chara. It's the middle. Middle must be an odd number. There's one before, there's one after, and there's one in the middle. So doesn't that show you that there are three Mishmaras? The Rebbe, how will Rebbe understand this? Rebbe, my techeina, what does it mean, techeina? It doesn't mean the very middle. It means achas mina techeina, shebe techeina. It's one of the middle ones. There's the first, there's two in the middle, and one at the end. It's one of the middle ones. Rav Nelson, miksiv, he tainas, he says, miksiv techeina, shebe techeina, techeina ksiv. It doesn't say one of them. So therefore, that's his source, and this is how Rebbe will deflect his proof. My time at the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's source? Amar of Zrik, Amar of Amni, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Kasev echaroim echatzos laila, akam lohoi dois lach al mishpatei tzidkech. David HaMelech says, I arose at chatzos, at midnight, to praise you for your righteous mishpatim, your righteous laws. O kasev echaroim kidmu einai ashmeiris. And the Pasuk says, that also I arose ashmeiros in the plural. So that means that chatzois, there were two ashmeiros after chatzois. How is that? Haketzad, arba mishmoros have a laila. It must be that there was four mishmoros in the nighttime. Now, as we said, if there's four mishmoros in the night, the standard night is 12 hours. 12 divided by 4, that means each ashmeira is 3 hours. So there's one ashmeira, second ashmeira, that's 3 and 3, 6, that's midnight. And there now, there's Ashmeiros. So there are not two more until the end of the night. So that means that there's a total of four Mishmaras. So doesn't that show you that there are four Mishmaras? Rav Nosson Sarva like Rav Yeshua, he holds like Rav Yeshua, the son of Yeshua, Aymer, at Sholosh Shoyos, Shekein Derech Melachim, Laman B'Sholosh Shoyos. She's Delilah V'Tarat Adi Imam. He says, when David HaMelech said that I arose Ashmeiros at midnight, which is Ashmeiros, he didn't mean that midnight there was two Ashmeiros till the end of the night. He meant to say, I arose at midnight, which was two Ashmeiros before other kings. Other kings sleep in during the morning. So now I arose at midnight. Now, from midnight till the end of the night is 6 hours. They get up 3 hours of the day, so it's another 2 hours of the daytime. 6 hours of night, 2 hours of daytime, a total of 8 hours. If you hold, like Rav Nosson, that there are three Ashmeiros in the nighttime, that means each Ashmeira is 4 hours, 12 divided by 3 is 4, 6 hours plus 2 hours, that's a total of 8 hours, so it's a total of two Ashmeiros earlier than other kings. So, Havelu Shtei Mishmaras, that's what it means, Shtei Mishmaras. And Rav Ashi Amar Mishmara Upalga Nami Mishmaras Korilam. Rav Ashi holds that no, what it means is you don't have to say that it extends into the morning. It was really to the end of the night. It was 6 hours. And 1.5 Mishmaras, he means 1.5, which is he calls two, because it's more than one. So it's more than one, so it's called plural Mishmaras, but it doesn't mean two full Mishmaras. It's one Mishmar, 4 hours, plus another 2 hours, a half. That's what he means, Mishmaras. The Paiskim over here deal with the following problem, that it says that the kings wake up at the third hour. But does it mean at the beginning of the third hour or at the end of the third hour? And it's very relevant because it's Man Krishma, the end, Saif's Man Krishma, is it to the end of the second hour of the morning or the third hour of the morning? Now, it would be implied over here that Saif's Man Krishma should only be till the end of the second hour, because already by the third hour, they already, the kings get up. Like we're saying here, she's to lie tarte the imam. So it would imply that Saif's Man Krishma is only 2 hours after daybreak. And Lamaisa, we pass in 3 hours. So how do we resolve this? When Yeshua says is that what it means, that the kings wake up at the beginning of the third hour, it doesn't mean that generally the kings wake up at the beginning of the third hour. Generally, they wake up at the end of the third hour. But since there are some kings that wake up at the beginning of the third hour, so therefore, David HaMelech would not praise himself more than what some other kings already do, and they also do. So he says that I wake up earlier, even the kings that wake up early, I still wake up Ashmoiras earlier than them. But in terms of Saif Zman Krishma, it's still called Zman Kima, because the majority wake up only at the end of the third hour, so the end of the third hour is still called Zman Kima for Krishma. Amar Zrika, Amar Rav Ami, another memra that he said was Amar Rav Yishu ben Levi. Ein ayin v'nei ha-meis, al-dvar ha-shel-meis, we don't speak in front of the meis, only words of the meis. Only things that pertain to the mace. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Kana, lo yom devrei Torah. That's only mentioned by devrei Torah. Aval b'milu v'alma less than ba. It's only devrei Torah because to talk in Torah in front of the mace, that is cherev l'rosh. That's called loig l'rosh cherev yseo. The mace cannot talk in Torah, and you're talking in Torah. That's called that you're disgracing the mace. It's like showing that I'm able to do this mitzvah that you're not able to do. So that's where it says you don't talk about other matters, which are not such an embarrassment for the mace, is permitted. That's one approach. He said, even Divrei Torah, which is such a mitzvah, it's still awesome to speak in front of the mace. That's cherev l'rosh. That's loig l'rosh cherev yseo. And certainly other matters, certainly other items, which are mundane items, which is considered disrespectful to say in front of the mace. That's certainly considered disrespect. But even Divrei Torah, you might think is mutter because it's the mitzvah, the great mitzvah of Divrei Torah. No, that's loy l'rosh, cherev yseo. So we said before that David HaMelech woke up at Chatzos, which was Ashmoiris before other kings. Did he get up at Chatzos? He got up in the earlier than that, in the beginning of the night. He says Baneshef, which means in the night. He got up right at the beginning of the night. How do we know that Neshef means the beginning of the night? It says, and the Neshef, when the day has passed, when it's the darkness. So we see that Neshef means the nighttime, the darkness. He answered as follows. He got up earlier. He got up at the beginning. But even in those times when he didn't have chatzos, didn't pass by with him being asleep. Even in the latest situations, he still was up by midnight. He answered as follows. An chatzos laila hav misnam kusus. He really are both true. He got up already at the beginning of the night, but he wasn't fully awake. He used to doze a little bit. Kusus. But after Chatzos, he was in full force, fully awake, and like a strong, like a lion. He says that they were up. Rashi answers differently, that he was up at both times. But he said, till Chatzos, it was Divrei Torah. With praises. So when he says that he arose at Chatzos, not that he woke up at Chatzos. At Chatzos was when he started to praise Hashem, Shiras Tishbachas. But really, he was up beforehand with Divrei Torah. Frank the Gemara, you're telling me that Neshef means nighttime and Neshef Utahu, ha Neshef Tzafrahu. Doesn't Neshef mean the morning? You're telling me it's night, it means morning. He attacked them from the Neshef till the following evening. So doesn't it mean from morning till evening? My love, it's Safravad Laila. Doesn't mean from morning till night? Loi, Gemara says no, mi Utavad Uta. It means from one evening to the following evening. Frak the Gemara, if it means the same thing, then it should be consistent. If it means from one evening to the other evening, use the same expression to tell me that it means me evening. Why should it change the term, the terminology? You should say either he attacked them, he hit them from the Neshef to the Neshef, or to the Arab to the Arab. Why do you say me Neshef to the Arab? So it must be that Neshef is not Arab. Elo Amar Rava, he answers, Trei Nishahava. Neshev means a transition time. It doesn't mean night per se. It's a time of transition. Neshev Laila Vas Yamam. The night passes and the day comes. Neshev Yamama Vas Laila. Or the day passes and the night comes. So therefore, in this context, it can mean daytime. But Neshev means the passing, the time when it passes. So it means from either Bina Shmoshes to or it means that it's from when the end of the night till the beginning of the daytime. Right? It does not mean night per se. So it depends on the context. So in this context over here, Neshef means in the evening. It's to me a little problematic. Maybe you can enlighten me. To me, it's a little problematic. If that's the case, then neshef doesn't mean, according to this teretz, it doesn't mean nighttime. It means like the Bein HaShemoshes. So what does it really mean that David HaMelech said that he rose that at the neshef? How can we say kidamti b'neshef? It's not even nighttime. It's really the time before nighttime. Previously, we were learning he got up at the beginning of the night, and he was either more fully awake by Chatzos or engaged in different things at night. Or but here, now we're saying Neshev is not really even nighttime. Neshev means the transition time. So it means Bein HaShemoshes. So it means that he never really went to sleep. It means that he got up before the nighttime, which just seems to be difficult. Let's see. We say that David HaMelech, he arose at Chatzos, meaning he knew exactly when Chatzos is. How could that be? He knew. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. Approximately Chatzos. The Makas Bechiras was Moshe Rabbeinu said will be approximately by Chatzos. Apparently, he didn't know when Chatzos was. Moshe said, "No, my Chatzos. Ilema damle kuchabricha Chatzos." Can't be that Hashem told him approximately chatzais mikas vega kamishmaya ella da amar le bachatzais lasi of amar kachatzais. So must be the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu at chatzais. Must be, however, the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly when chatzais was, so he said kachatzais approximately alma misafkele. So must be that the Moshe Rabbeinu had a suffix that David Aviyah, and how could it be that David Melech knew? More answers. The reason why David knew, even though according to this teretz, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't, because David simana havela, he had a siman. The Amar Rav Acha bar Beis Namar Rav Shimon Chasida Kinra told Lamal Mitos Shel David. He had his harp suspended above his bed. They came and she gave Chatzos Leila. When it came Chatzos, Baruch Tzefonius from the Shavas Boy Menagin Me'elav. And now the wind came, the Ruach Tzefonius came, and it started to. The wind was blowing by, and it started. The harp started playing, and miyad hava oimed vayisavetera. Now he knew it was chatzos. He had the, so to speak, this type of alarm clock that would wake him up. He knew it was chatzos, or he knew at a simon if it was up. He knew that now was chatzos. Vayisavetera achal amud shachar, and he was vayisavetera until amud shachar. Most for sure learned that this was b'derech neis. Some learned it was b'derech teva, but he had this simon. Once it was Amud Shachar, Nichnasu Chacham Yisrael Etzloi, the Chacham Yisrael came to David HaMelech, Amaloi Adoneinu HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. They said, your nation, your people, they need Parnasa. There are people who are not making Parnasa, they're needy. Amar Lehem Lechuvis Parnasu, some he said, they should support each other. Some are fortunate learn with tzedakah, some would do business with each other. The fistful does not satisfy the lion. They cannot be self-sufficient. They cannot sustain themselves just with what one gives to the other. And you cannot fill a bore with the earth that you dig out from the bore. You cannot refill it and fill it up with that same earth. So he said, therefore, okay, now arrange the troops, the army, and will therefore attack. Some of Forshim learn attack the Amalekim who are attacking us and stealing from us, or broaden the border. Others learn broaden the borders of Eretz Yisrael, that there should be more Hachava, which is able to have Parnosa, Miyad, Yoitzim, Achitofel. They take advice from Achitofel, who was the great advisor at that time, Vinim Lochim, the Sanhedrin. They take permission from the Sanhedrin, Shalom, Bor, Metumim. And they ask, Bor, Metumim, if they will succeed.